What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time to see my face or hear my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits, all the other good, bad stuff. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists cheating. So y'all, this again, y'all, this is my personal beliefs. This is my mindset in things of that nature. Cause I know people are going like, people are going to disagree with me, and I'm perfectly 100% fine with people disagreeing with me. Just keep it respectful. Like that's all I ask. Disagree, keep it respectful, start a healthy discourse. Cause I'm willing to have healthy discourse. I just don't deal with the disrespect very well. You know that. Because narcissists. Check in. So you see the dynamic. You see the mindset of that. So a lot of times. So one reason why narcissists cheat is boredom. It absolutely is. So let me rewind this real quick. Because I'm remiss in saying this. I have to say this. And this is by in no means meant to be disrespectful towards anybody. But I see this all the time on TikTok. It goes viral on TikTok all the time that narcissists cheat with a lot of women because they're closeted homosexual men. I'm just like, y'all, why do y'all... Not everybody that cheats with a lot of women or just cheats in general is a closeted homosexual person. Because I think when people start using that, it's just like, oh, you cheated on a beautiful woman, you must be gay. I'm just like, y'all, you got to stop using homosexuality as an insult in 2023. It's insulting to the LGBTQIA plus community to be just like, oh, narcissist or gay. You can't insult people by calling them gay anymore. Y'all. That's so way back in the day. So let me get it out of the way. Narcissists don't cheat with this opposite sex because they're homosexual. Narcissistic men. Let's just say that. Now that it's out of the way. I had to say that, y'all. Because like literally, I can show you. I can pull up a video right now that is... Narcissistic men are battling an internal system. This is why they cheat on beautiful women, because the demon that they're battling is homosexual. I'm like, oh my goodness, and it's got millions of views on it. People just, yes, queen, yeah. I'm like, rant over. But seriously, a lot of narcissistic people, if they're cheating with men, then yeah. If a narcissistic man is cheating with a man, then yeah, they might be closeted homosexual. Let's get it out of the way. But narcissistic men and women cheat sometimes because they are just literally mentally bored, and it has nothing to do with the person that they are with. The person that they are with could be doing every single thing that they were doing in the beginning of the relationship to win the narcissistic person over. But that narcissistic person just becomes bored over time and seeks validation elsewhere, seeks that intimacy elsewhere. It might not be physical cheating. They don't all physical cheat, but a lot of them do emotionally cheat, y'all. A lot of them go out here and tell somebody else that they love them and they want to be with them, all this other stuff, but have no intent on actually taking it to the physical level. They just need that emotional validation from someone else. They might just like, I love you, I'll connect with you. You are just the perfect person for me. Sadly, I'm married. Sadly, I'm in a relationship. I can't take it any further. They'll emotionally cheat like a hell on you. Some of them will physically cheat on you. I mean, a lot of them will physically cheat on you, but some of them will emotionally cheat and that'll be it right there. And one reason, because like I said, they get bored because whatever supply that narcissistic person is getting from you runs out, and you are not in control of that, y'all. The supply that you give this narcissistic person runs out. Believe, I thought I was grade A supply. I'm perfect supply, y'all. Whatever you want to consider it, grade A, like a, you can be a grade A brown organic egg, and they still gonna go eat the regular white eggs. They gonna eat the yellow eggs. They gonna eat the jumbo eggs with steroids injected with a chicken. They gonna eat the eggs. The chicken got steroids in them, and the chicken can bench press 225 pounds for reps. They will eat those eggs. They don't care about the organic brown egg for a short period of time. They're like, oh, I got me an organic grade A brown egg. I don't even know brown eggs come in grade A. So I got I'm eating all organic brown eggs, grade A brown eggs, and they are just so delicious. But I'm tired of eating them. The supply, I'm still getting the same supply, the same nutrients from this egg, from this person. But that white egg over there, that just normal white egg over there, just showed me some affection. That normal white egg, I get the same amount of calories from that, and it's different. It looks different on the outside. Same on the inside. Looks different on the outside. You see what I'm saying? They just get bored and won't supply elsewhere. It has nothing to do with you because your the supply they get from you runs out. Doesn't mean that they will get rid of you. They just go cheap with the steroid chicken egg or just the normal grade A white egg. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes they just get bored. Sometimes, y'all, somebody else just shows them validation. They don't have any intent on cheating on you. Somebody else just makes them feel good about themselves. Somebody else just shows them attention. Somebody else just shows them affection, and they just like, oh my goodness, me? You're interested in me? Why? Because a lot of narcissistic people don't think that they are worthy of being interested in. Self-confidence is super low. It appears to be the insecurities are super high. External self-confidence seems high, but internal self-confidence is low. So you are attracted to me. I didn't even, like that narcissist, the person didn't even plan on pursuing this person, but this person showed interest in a narcissist. And sometimes it doesn't even matter. Sometimes it doesn't even matter what that person looks like. Again, grade A brown egg, grade A white egg. It doesn't even matter what that person looks like. They might sleep with that person right there or emotionally cheat with that person just because that person showed them attention. Sometimes they're just getting validation from someone else, and it escalates to the level where it goes. You see what I'm saying? And like I told you before, it might have very little to do with you. Somebody else just shows them validation. Another reason could be cheating on you because they have an addiction to cheating. They have these sexual deviancies where they actually have a sex addiction, and you can't fulfill that. You can do it 4 or 5 times a day, bend over forward, backwards, sideways, bring home the Kama Sutra, do whatever you want to do, and they'll still go out here and cheat with somebody else because they're just addicts. They need it. They crave it. It's like this insatiable craving that they cannot fulfill. And they'll keep, again, they might not even break up with you. They might keep you around and just cheat on you for a long period of time. That's how it works sometimes with narcissistic people, y'all. They might absolutely keep you around for an extended period of time and just cheat like hell on you. Just manipulate, cheat, do all this stuff on you and just keep you around the whole time. And you'd be like, well, what the hell? Why don't you just let me go? No, I don't want to let you go because I still want you, but I also want other people. I know it doesn't make sense to a lot of people, but that's how the mindset of a narcissistic person works. You know what I mean? I know people gonna ask, like, well, Lee, are you cheating right now on your wife? How did your wife forgive you for cheating? Yeah, I'm not, like, so for me, I have narcissistic personality disorder, but I also have very, very high paranoia. I spike super high on paranoia. So I'm paranoid as hell for that type of stuff, y'all. I'm just paranoid of STIs. I'm paranoid for ruining my life. I'm paranoid for my wife being with somebody else because I've cheated. It's just like, it's so much paranoia kicking around in my head. It's like, I'm working on paranoia. I'm working on dealing with it. Doesn't mean I'm going to start cheating. Like, Lee, you're going to work on the paranoia? You're going to lessen the paranoia and start cheating because you're not paranoid anymore? No, that's not how it works, y'all. I wish I could let y'all outside of my mind for one day. I wish I could just, like, get co-pilot my brain. Like, y'all could be in there. Like, it'd be me, the narcissistic part of me, and then y'all in, like, the third co-pilot. Y'all would be, like, the flight attendant in my mind. Y'all could just be, like, have one hand on each shoulder. And watch me fly this crazy plane that's inside of my mind. You can watch that. But yeah, those are just a few reasons people cheat, y'all. I'm not gonna lag on this video. A narcissistic person or toxic person cheating a lot of times has very little to do with y'all. They'll blame you. They'll absolutely blame you for cheating on you. They'll blame, especially if you catch them. If you catch them, how you catch them matters because they'll blame you for invading their privacy if you go through their phone or their text messages or their emails or something like that. But if the person that they're cheating with tells on them, they'll still blame you. It's going to somehow be your fault, or it's going to somehow, some way, shape, or form, the narcissistic person is going to play the victim and make it seem like their needs weren't being met. Or here comes the religious part of it. They're going to say they were not aligned with God. The reason I cheated on you 45 times is because I wasn't aligned with God. I was unaligned with God. But me and God, straight now, me and God, look, me and God dapped up. When I prayed, me and God like met in just a open field, an open plain. God said, "What up?" I said, "What's good, God? You good? I'm perfect. I'm Gucci. I'm back. Let's get back in line then." They did like a little secret handshake like that. You know, I seen Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when they did. That's how they did. Him and God, or her and God, them and God, dapped up, made themselves, like made their peace. Now they're back in alignment, y'all. They'll blame God. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in for another episode. Y'all can see the self-love brand, the I'm Free, I Love Me self-love brand, I'm Free edition right here, y'all. The link is in the description of every video I post. And also, I gotta shout it out, y'all, the self-love journal in the top 100 abuse self-help books, y'all. I don't know how this is possible. My little journal right here, but the support for it has been amazing. The top 100, I think it was like, it got as high as number 12 on abuse self-help and codependency books, y'all. So the self-help journal is doing good. Link in the description, or you can search Lee Hammack Self-Love on Amazon. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace.